The giant oil producer Saudi Aramco is now the world's first $2 trillion company. The company went public in an IPO yesterday, and in its second day of trading today, it hit the $2 trillion valuation mark. For more now, let's bring in Robin Farzad, who's host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hello, Lisa.
So Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman first announced back in 2016 that he wanted to take Aramco public. Only a tiny portion, we should say, is in the offing. But why sell off any of the company?
I mean, just look how very profitable it is and the infusion that the kingdom can get. The Saudis break even costs for producing oil, and their oil fields are below $10 a barrel. You compare that to more than $40 a barrel for Russia and almost $50 a barrel for Nigeria. And crude oil is now fetching about $60 a barrel. And the Saudis can churn out as many as, 10 to 12 million barrels a day.
But what's interesting is who is buying these shares. As we know from the past 24 hours, who mostly is?
That's right. I mean, this is overwhelmingly still owned by the House of Saud. They floated a sliver to the public. And because there was pushback for divestiture from Western investors, New York and London kind of sniffed at it. But it's going to be interesting to see when and if emerging market funds and ETFs get into this stock, which is now Saudi listed. When you're a $2 trillion valued company representing maybe the planet's biggest player in hydrocarbons, there's just really no way to avoid you.
And you said there was little international interest, this despite the fact that Saudi Arabia had planned and then scrapped some roadshows to New York and London. Why is there so little interest coming, say, from New York?
I mean, this is a big radioactive thing that happened not too long ago, and it was, the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. You think back to
Mohammed, the journalist.
Yes. You think back to Mohammed bin Salman's happy tour of New York not too long ago, and the biggest corporate players of America with this listing specifically in mind. And there was modernization and diversification. But then that assassination all but ended that story. Even so, you still have the kingdom invested in the likes of Uber with institutional backing. So there hasn't been an effective global boycott.
There was, as well, a drone and missile attack on two Saudi oil facilities back in September that shut down about half of Aramco's oil production temporarily. We know that Saudi Arabia, the government, has blamed Iran for the attacks, although UN experts say there's not enough evidence right now. This, though, is undoubtedly an extremely volatile region. So is it a risky situation for Aramco investors?
Well, the price of crude used to be the ultimate bellwether for the health of this kingdom. Now it's going to be megaphoned by this share price. But I think demand has been healthy. And again, this is such a tiny amount of the company was listed in shares.
It's like 1.5%.
Yeah. So I'm actually thinking, if anything, the Saudis might come back to the trough and sell more shares. And if you could look at it in a contrarian way, they could use the windfall on defense.
At the same time, though, this is an IPO for another fossil fuel company at a time when investors are starting to shy away from
Sure.
fossil fuels. How much of a future do companies like this, even as large as Aramco is, have?
You hear a lot these days about peak oil, and only peak oil demand now is the fear. And yes, we're looking at a future of electric cars and a glut of natural gas and solar in the interim. Still, if you look at the numbers globally, oil remains king, and the kingdom is still the cheapest, most prolific producer of the stuff. So I think they're going to play this interim very profitably.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you, Lisa.